Good afternoon, brethren. This message I'm going to give today, I've been thinking about for quite some time. Actually, I could say the seed maybe was planted in my mind years ago when I was a little boy. I remember being across the road. My cousins lived over there, and we'd go over there quite often to play with the kids. They were about our ages, a little bit younger than me. But anyway, the one night I remember real well, my cousin and I were laying in their apple orchard on the grass. We were looking up at the stars, and it's almost as though I would have been like what King David said when he said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Because we were looking up at the stars and thinking, well, what is out there? I mean, it's so huge, just the expanse. And then we were talking about it a little bit and saying, well, what it would be like if we hadn't been born. I mean, we didn't know. We wouldn't know anything, you know. But anyway, so that just made me think of this because it was about a month ago. It was a Friday afternoon. I was out planting my corn in, and we had a thunderstorm, that just a little thunder shower, and it stopped me from finishing planting that day. Anyway, so then it was a Sabbath evening after the sunset. I went back out to plant again, and it was such a beautiful evening. It was, I think it was, the moon actually came up a little later, but when I started planting, it was just even when the sun had set, but it was still bright out. And it was so refreshing because the air was coming out of the northwest, which is a cooler, drier air for us. And I was just looking at the sky and just thinking about, for some reason, this thought came to my mind about planting the heavens. And then, so I looked up that scripture verse, and about that time, Mr. Bowles asked if I'd give a sermonette this day. So I sent him Isaiah 51, when I sent and asked Mr. Bowles about this verse, because I wanted to be sure that it was talking about the future. I was quite sure it was, but I just wanted to run it past him, and I wanted to read what his comments were on this verse. He stressed this part, verse 16, he says, appears to be a reverse prophecy. God is reminding his people, the church, or Zion, of his overall plan. Maybe before I read the rest of his comments, we should go to Isaiah 51 and just read that. It's Isaiah 51 and verse 16 is the one I want. It says, and I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadows of my hand, and I have planted the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. So Mr. Bowles says that verse 16 appears to be a reverse prophecy. God is reminding his people, the church or Zion, of his overall plan. The very reason they were originally called during a time of great hardship, probably the tribulation and lead up to it. And actually, I mean, that's the time we're in right now. That overall plan is focused in the distant future on planting the heavens, in the medium term on laying the foundations of the earth during the millennium, and in the interim, or right now, to remind God's people just whose people they are. So yes, I will plant the heavens is very much for the future. So thinking about that, I mean, I know how to plant corn. I've planted corn for 40 some years. I learned that from my dad, actually probably using the same, well, not quite the same corn planter, it's the same model, but it's a newer one than dad used. But anyway, so I know how to do that, but how will we plant the heavens? You know, thinking about it on a practical scale, I mean, first I'd like to take a look at say, the seeds this world is planted with. You know, in Galatians 5, verse 19, it talks about the fruits of the seeds that Satan has planted this world with. If you think of it, I mean, Satan tempted Eve in the garden, and basically he put doubt in her mind. You know, did God really say that? And so that those are seeds of doubt. And other seeds we can read in Galatians, if you want to turn there, chapter 5. In verse 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance. I mean, I won't read all of these, but going through these, I mean, isn't that what we see in the world today? And that started in the Garden of Eden with Satan and his deception. So the world as we know it has been influenced by Satan, by his evil false spirit. He is the god of this world, and he has deceived the whole world, as it says in Revelation 12, verse 9. Then I looked up, well, the correspondence course, lesson 14, Mr. Armstrong, or it says in that lesson, talking about Satan, it says, Satan, added by millions of fallen angelic demons, is the god of this world. It says that in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. The invisible world ruler who incites mankind to disobey God. And we certainly, I mean, that being at the end of 6,000 years, we see how true that is today. So that's the seeds this world is planted with. So now I want to take a look at the seeds that we as members of God's family will plant, which will produce the fruit of Galatians 5:22. And we're in Galatians, we can look down in verse 22. Talks about the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And against such there is no law. So those are the fruits. So what are the seeds that we plant those to get those fruits? I guess it's the question, how will we plant the heavens? Okay. In a Plain Truth article in 1980, a voice cries out amidst religious confusion. Mr. Armstrong says, what then is the Holy Spirit? It is the very divine life begotten power of God that imparts divine and immortal life to a repentant and believing Christian, begetting such a person as a child of God. And it is much, much more. It is the power emanating from God by which God creates. It is the love of God which the converted Christian receives from God. It is the faith of Christ. It is the Spirit that imparts to the human mind spiritual comprehension. It is the power of God by which the child of God may overcome sin. It is the Spirit by which, on human surrender, repentance, faith, and decision, God imparts his character to a human. And then I was thinking about what Christ said in Matthew 13:36 and verse 36 to verse 39. He explains the parable of the sower and the seed. So we want to turn there to Matthew 13. There are a couple different parables here about sowing seed. And after the second one, then, well, the disciples, it says in verse 36, the end of it, his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And Christ answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. So we can see that, you know, that seed that the devil sowed produced fruit, and that fruit is going to be destroyed because it's not good fruit. It's evil. But the children of the kingdom were sowed with good seed, and that's us, brethren. We've been given good seed in our minds that have grown and developed and continues to sow that and plant the heavens. So the seed is the Holy Spirit or the power of God that produces the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians, or the fruits of Galatians 5:22. Then there was another, there was a good news article that said it was the seven proofs of the true church in 1978. I took a little quote out of there. It says, talking about the Holy Spirit, it is the power of God by which, when Christ spoke, it was done. It is the power by which God stretched out the heavens, created the vast, endless universe. So, I don't know everything there is to know about this subject, I'll tell you that, but I do know the things that God has given us in His Word, and that can give us an idea of what planting the heavens would be like if they were created when Christ spoke in that power that God stretched out the heavens. I think when He plants the heavens, it'll be done in the same manner. So I thought it was very encouraging. Just recently, Mr. Bowles gave a sermon, and he said, he made this statement in his sermon. He said, Christ is preparing positions for us, but God is also preparing us for those positions. So, brethren, when it comes down to planting the heavens, with this in mind, what Mr. Bowles said, I think when the time comes to plant the heavens, we will be well prepared to do our part in the planting.